All right, so we've come to the end. Baruch Hashem, we've seen Kuf Yud Aleph, and hence the end of Hilchos Taruvos. We'll try and finish up this morning. The topic now in this next Sif, up to Sif Hey, it's in Kuf Yud Aleph, is a little bit of variation on the issue of Tolan. We had a few variations yesterday, and when we apply Tolan, this Chiddush, so we can say that when there's the classic case of Tolan again, is what we discussed until now. Is that it's a special din, right? It doesn't really have to do with bittul. It's a special din by Yisur Darbanan. If you have two pots, again, Gemara actually never discussed it with two pots in Yisur Heter, but rather with Truman Hulin. You have two containers, two vats, two barrels, whatever they are, one with Truman, one with Hulin. And next to them, you have two piles of produce. One is Truman produce, one is Hulin produce. And then they all got, one batch fell into one, container, and the other batch fell to another container. We're not sure which fell into which. So that's the din of tolan. And you don't need bittul. That was a discussion in the Gemara. But we assume you don't need to have bittul. Even the container that before you knew was chulin, which now possibly has truma in it, and maybe not with enough truma's batul b'meya, they may not have a meya. Nonetheless, you can be tola that would fell into that container. The chulin container was chulin, and therefore it remains mutter, even for a non-kohen. And when the truma fell into the other one, that's the din of tola. That's a special din by Yisur Darbanan. Okay, then the question we discussed a little bit at the end yesterday is, does it apply to all Yisur Darbanan, the Shach, and Sukkot, and Beis, and Sin Kufir Aleph? Says maybe they're different Darbanan, maybe Dovr Choshev it doesn't apply to, the Prima Gadim, what about Dovr Shish Matirin, and the Shach, Olsen, Sukkot, and Gimel mentioned, what about Nisar Mashu? Okay, we discussed that, the extent of that altogether. But anyway, the classic case of Tolan is brought in the Gemara, and we mentioned yesterday in those sources have to do with Truma and Chulin, and it's the Rashba in that Torah Sabayis that we looked at length yesterday. Torah Sabayis pulls everything together. The Torah quotes it. The Torah is quoting from the Rashba. And I mentioned also, I think yesterday, that we do have Tolan by other Yisur Darbanan, for example, Hilchos Nida, by Ksamim, okay, which Ksamim is only Yisur also Darbanan. Woman stains, there's a blood stain, but she didn't feel anything. And so we have Kulas by Ksamim. So there was also, it's Sveik Darbanan the Kula. And the idea is simply Chazal, wherein goes there, right? You have a Yergel Xer by Ksamim, that we have to treat it as perhaps as Dan Mida. But if we can be told it, then we can say, for example, the case is two women had worn the same garment and later a kesem was found on the garment. So we assume that, and one of the women is known to be a Nida, the other is not. So we assume that the kesem came from the Nida. It doesn't render the other woman a Nida. We're told it on the Temeah. What do you mean? How can there's a Suffolk, right? The Suffolk, okay? We don't know, right? The answer is a Chazal where it goes in such a case. Even though we could say it's Chazak Yisur and so on, and by Chazak Yisur, perhaps we don't normally say Sofek Daban Lakula, but here we're going to say Tol even Lakula. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday in terms of the classic type of Tol. Here's another variation. I entitled Anaf Aleph here, Shtei Kedera Shaheter. Okay, we have a different situation. Both before we were talking about, you had two kederas, right? One which had the kosher meat, one which had non-kosher meat, the meat, whatever the food is. And again, in front was some kosher food and some non-kosher food driven piles, and one pile fell into each. So that's when we say tolan. We assume the non-kosher pile of food fell into the non-kosher pot, and the kosher pile of food fell into the kosher pot. But here, well, what about when both kederas, both pots are kosher? And I have two pots here, both are kosher pots, they have kosher food in there. And in front of them or nearby was some kosher food, some non-kosher food, some fell into one group, one pile fell into one of the pots, one fell into the other pots. What do we do over there? Okay, in terms of making a decision about what was in the pot from before. So here, the background is a famous case, which we discussed kind of outside, a famous case in Pesachim. Daf Yudah Aleph, among other places, quotes a Mishnah, the Tanan, Shnei Shvilim, the famous Shnei Shvilim. Okay, there are two paths, Shnei Shvilim, Echad Tomei and Echad Tahar. Okay, one of the paths through the woods or whatever it is has, as Rashi explains there, Pesachim Yudah Aleph, so it's two, Echad Tomei, Kever Mutobo, Lerochbo, Malais Kulo, some kind of a burial place there, or there's somebody buried there, and there ain't over below Bo Shalo Yahel. You have to construct a case where it's not possible to walk through there without having crossed over the place where the mace is buried. You can't walk around. There's no path there. There's fences there, whatever it is. The point is that Rashi says ain't over bo shelo yahil. It's not possible to get around it. So if you walked on that path, you definitely were ma'ahil al hameis became tamei. Okay. So and the other path was completely tar, right? And we know which is which. But b'halach be'echad mehem also tar. So a guy went on one of them, and later on he worked with food or whatever it is that were tar, right? Rashi says b'halach also tar. Naga b'taros acharkach. Afterwards. Okay, and then somebody told him, wait a minute, didn't you come here via such and such a path, you know? So he said, well, yeah, there were two paths there. Well, which one did you go on? I don't remember, I went one of the two. Well, wait a minute, but one of them is Tommy. One of them has an Olam Eitz there, and you definitely walked over it if you took that path. So now what? He's not sure, he doesn't know which path he went on. Okay, so, meanwhile, so there we have an interesting question. Where the suffix, okay, another fellow, his friend, came and showed up a little bit later. He also worked with those same or other Tara products, okay? And as Rashi said, very important, Rashi in source 2, they know that they didn't each walk on, they started to talk to each other, let's say they could determine that they didn't walk on the same path. Okay, that's for sure. Okay, they knew basically where they were coming from, whatever. They were able to ascertain that they did not each walk on the same path. Should be shriel, shahalazel, oh, halazel. The hashtag vadai, achad mem tummy. One of them is definitely tummy. We're just not sure which. Neither guy knows which path he walked on. But they each know that where he walked, he didn't walk. Where A walked, B didn't walk. Where B walked, A didn't walk. So one of them definitely crossed over that olamais and is therefore tummy. So what is our status here? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im nishalu zeb ifnei atzmo tahorin. If the first guy came and he asked the shala, what do I do? The answer is we have a suffik over here, okay? And the basic rule by tuma is that suffik tuma brushus harabim sveiko tahor. Right, that's an important rule. I've mentioned in the past that the sveikas have different rules. It's not a matter of sveika the rice of the chumra, sveika the bottom of the kula, but rather in Hilchos Tum the Tara, the rule is that suffik tum, Rashi quotes it. The next Rashi, initial, the last Rashi I printed too, there in Psachim Yudam and Aleph. Initial, kol echad lechacham sveika b'fnei atzmo tar. The first guy came to his rav and asked him what to do, so he's tar. Ve'ein bezn yochel atam, okay, the kaimalam, the suffik tum, Rashi's a rav, sveika tar. Okay, so it's fake Torah. So some suffix about me. I'm not sure I walked on path A or path B. So there's a suffix. So it's a suffix tumah. We should, again, how we apply suffix tumah. I don't know all the details now because you could argue there's vaday tumah there. But as far as I'm concerned, there's a suffix tumah because I don't know that I walked over there. So that's the din fake suffix tumah, which is rabbin is fake Torah. And therefore the Rav Paskin that I'm Torah and those taros that I touch, those products of food, whatever, that I touch remain Torah as well. Okay, so says Rashi explaining the Gemara. That's if Zeb if Natsu, Zeb if Natsu. But Shnein Bavas Achas, Tamein. But if the two guys showed up together, we're going to have to be Tamei both of them. As Rashi continues, Bim Bavas Achas, whole of Hora Achas, he's from Lomar, Tamei, and Otar. We have to Paskin. So it's a Tarta Besasri. Ef Shalonu Lomar Lehem Tahor Matem. We can't say to both of them, you're both Tahor. Shari Echad Vadei Tami, because one of them is definitely Tami, okay? It's true, Sofek Tumer Shus Rabim Sveiko Tar, but here we have a problem. Here we have a Tarat Disasri. The Bezdin, when the two guys show up together, okay, they're asking the same Bezdin, the same Rabbanim, or whatever, they can't say, well, you're both Tar. What do you mean? One of them is definitely Tami. So therefore, we have to pass that they're both Tami. Yosef is a Ben Kav. That's a different sheet. So that's a look in the Rambam. Hilchos Avos HaTumah, or technically called Shar Avos HaTumah, Perek Gud Tes Halacha Beis, verse 3. Rambam Paskin, Shnei Shvilin, Echad Tamei Echad Torah, Halach Mechon HaSataris, Ubo Chaver V'Halach B'Sheni V'HaSataris, Imbo V'Nishmu Zeh HaZeh, Mor L'Chol Echad B'Echad, L'Chol Echad B'Heb B'Fnei Atzma Shu Torah. If they came individually, so it's one Suffolk, so Suffolk Tumah, which is a Rabbin, is Fekot Torah. So good, we'll tell you his Torah. But Bo Shnei Ke'echad, O Shabo Echad B'Shal Ola V'Al Chaveru. Okay, only one showed up to the Rabbanim, but he was asking both on behalf of himself and behalf of his friend. Then, Rav Shneim here, we say Shulam Alachnu, Shtei Taros Asino, or Shneim Tamei about Taros Shoso Nisifos. We have to pass on the Tami. That's the rule from there. Okay, so now coming over to see how this relates to us. So we have a sugya and a continuation of that same sugya and Beitza that we looked at a few times already. This part we haven't seen yet. The Gemara and Beitza of Gimel and Beis says the following. The Tanana, it's really the Tanya, it's a Brisa. Litra Kitzios Shadarsa Alpi Ogul. Okay, litra is a certain amount. of ketzias. Ketzias are dried figs. Okay, dried figs. As Rashi says, they're basically basis source five. Literal ketzias te'enim shenis yabshu. Okay, they're dried figs. And just to give you the background, Rashi tells you, you know, a little bit about it, where they had the process worked. And they had figs, so they used to put the figs out in the field, right? First, they would katan mitzvah. They cut it. That's why they called ketzias. Hushem kli aslakat, some type of a sickle. I don't know exactly what it was. Some type of an item which you cut off the stems, right? B'chotchim bo ukze hatainim. First, they would cut off the stems. That's not edible, right? Then and they would put them out in the field to dry. Macharkar dorsim osam b'klei ogol v'henid bokin yachad benasim kavinim. Kavina. After that, what they would do is that they would take these figs, dry them out, okay, and then kind of press them into a cake. Like the rashi is like a cheese, okay? A nasim kigvina. It became like a round, you know, there's these round cheese. They would take these figs that were dried out and mush them very tightly together. So it became like a cake. If you remember, the rashi says the unikra igule dvela. If you remember the beginning parak elementsias, you know, one of the things you found, the igule dvela, round fig cakes, okay? And then when you sell them by the litra, okay, whatever. So these were the dried figs. The point is, in the case, is literal ketzias, it was figs, it was truma, okay? It was truma figs. These dried fig cakes, literal ketzias, one of them was truma, okay? One was truma. And what you did was, let's look again in four, okay? I should say, literal ketzias should darsel be ugle. Okay, ugle was some sort of a round mold, the shape of a cake, I don't know what you call it, cake mold or whatever it is, you know, then they would press these figs very tight into the thing and they would make fig cakes out of it. All right. But any of them, but there's a bunch of them. I'm not sure now which one, into which one of these round molds were these figs pressed. Okay. Or al pichavis, sometimes they flatten out in the top of a barrel. Any of them, I'm not sure which barrel, some of them, again, which barrel had the truma figs, truma fig cakes. Or al pichavis, kaveris, a basket of some sort. Okay. Any of them, is a kaveris dorsa. So that's the situation. You're not sure. Again, you had one batch of these fig cakes, and so it's for one batch of the fig cakes, which was truma, and you're not sure now which one, and you pressed it either in a mold or on top of a barrel or in some kind of a basket, whatever. Okay, you're not sure now which was the truma. So Rameir says it's a mafalim machlokus. If Eleza Omer, Rowan is Elyonos, okay, one of the, you know, we have a batch of fig cakes, but one of them is truma. So roan es elyonos kila hin prudos, matachtonos malos es elyonos. So usually, so look at the batch. Usually, let's remember the truma is batel b'meya. Okay, so usually I would need to have 100 things if this is all mixed up, right? One group of these fig cakes in these molds, round molds or whatever, or barrels, whatever they use, okay, or baskets. So if I have 100, so then good. Which is, by the way, I'll skip for a second. That's Meshua. Meshua Omer, Yesha Mea Pumin, Pumin her mouth, but as we put it on top of the mouth of the mold, or the mouth of the barrel, the mouth of the basket. Fine. Vimlaba Puminos Vashulayim Mutarim. They would put a lot of figs, let's say, in a barrel. The figs on the bottom of the barrel are not the problem. Okay. Because that we know was not Chulin. It's only this, what you pressed on the top, that one of them, that we know is not true. I mean, that we know it was Chulin. But the stuff on the top, one of them might have been truma. So if you have 100 of such things, okay, good. So then it's regular bitul b'meya. That's the sheet of Rabbi on the top of the Aleph. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, im yesho meya pum yalo. Yalo means a bitul. Yalo im lava puna suver shulayim mutar. Shulayim means what's underneath. Okay, what's underneath is mutar because that was not subject to the sofek. That we knew was chulin all along. All right, so that's the sheet of Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar has an interesting additional point. He says another way. Rowan is, even if you don't have 100, you don't have regular rules of bittul. Rowan es elyonos kilo hin prudos, atachtonos malos es elyonos. You look at the top fig cakes on the top of the barrel, on the top of the mold, on the top of the basket, and what's on the bottom, we're able to move out to them. Okay, let's look in the in Rashi. Okay. Yeah. First, it's important to note the Rashi on Gimel Beis, the third Rashi. I put any of their beis ugal. The odeh shal pivu below betochi. You did know that you didn't put it inside the barrel. You didn't put this fig cake which Truma one, okay, you know you didn't put it inside the barrel or inside the mold or inside the basket, it's in the top. That you know, that's an important point. Yaduah shal pivu below betocho. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua says, well, let's look at Rabbi Yeshua first because it's easier. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, I'm going out of order, but look at the last Rashi in 6 on Dalam Beis, on Dalam Alap, the Sugi goes from Gimel Beis to Dalam Alap. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im yeh sham mea pumin, shal heter levad pumin shal yisir, malo so vechar mea, vim lava pumin asurin. Vein ha-shuayim, what's inside, what's underneath, what's inside, malin levad tala pumin, ho ve'enam b'sofek ha-demu, that part of the sofek. Now, the meduma again means when you have a mixture of truma and chulin. But the stuff that was inside the barrel or inside the ogle, the mold, or inside the basket, the kaveris, that there's no doubt about, like I said before. So that is never part of the suffix. So that doesn't count towards, you know, towards the middle. It's only the top. But Abelezer, let's go back to Abelezer. Ro and Osoklin Prudus. Look at the first Rashi on Dalaman Aleph and Source 6. Ro and Osoklin Prudus. In Ein Kan Mea Pumin Shal Heter. You don't have 100 mouths, tops of Heter. Sheyeshban kidei lahalos piece of echamir. Rowin kila litro shel kol ha-pumin, prudos me'al ha-pumin, umurabos b'shel ha-shulayim. You look at everything as if it's mixed in the inside. V'nim tzokulam b'safek ha-dimur. Now everything is part of that dimur, potential tumor chulam mission. Umitztarfos ha-tachtonos lahalos is a litro shel ha-pet. What's inside will be, what's inside all the things, will be mitzaref to be mevato. The whole, why? The whole utrumas peres drabanan. We discussed this yesterday. Today, trumas only drabanan anyway, right? Even after you saw trumas drabanan anyway, for the reason we mentioned yesterday, need bis kuchem, whatever the what we mentioned yesterday. Okay, or according to Rambam, it's only derisa by dog and tirshin yitzar anyway. Okay, whatever. But whatever the rule is, only abundant. So therefore, mekilin b'halosam. Okay, mekilin b'halosam. We can be mekel with regards to Bittul, this situation. Okay? So now, the Rashba in the bias, and the question is, one second, all right? According to Yeshua, so that's the Shita Beleza, everything combined. According to Yeshua, though, okay, what do we need? What do we need to have 100? What do we need to look at all the tops, all the top, all the fig cakes on top of the barrel to get to the 100? Why don't we look? Why is anything else? Each individual barrel, you know, is a suffix. Each individual barrel. So look at each individual barrel. It's a suffix. The dinder abonim. So that's the question. In other words, we should say, based on the rule of Tolan, in effect, we should say that, okay, truma fell into only one of them, right? The truma fig cake was only placed on one of them. So I had an idea. Let's get rid of one of the barrels and say, Tolan, that's the one that is, and the rest of all mutter. What do you need that for? In other words, the bottom line is the truma fell into one of numerous barrels, okay? And the possibility is they're all going to become usher, out suffering. What do you mean? Why not be Tola that the truma fell into only one of them? Get rid of that one and the rest are all mutter. Right, based on the rule of Tolan. Right? That's the kasha. What do we need all this fancy stuff? Just say, now that we have a principle called Tolan, say, well, we'll be Tolan that it fell into this one. Okay, we'll get rid of this one because that's the rest of all mutter. What do you have to start calculating it? You know, and even according to Beleza, actually, you know, we have to start figuring out the stuff at the bottom of the barrels and stuff. For that. I mean, we don't need, certainly according to Yeshua, what do you need 100 for? Okay, just even we don't have, we paskin Tolan, even we don't have row. Right, so that you understand the question. That's what the Rashi is dealing with. So it's interesting. You look at the third line. You don't see this all that often. Look at the third line of 7. Sha'alti is pi arav Ramban. Now we know that the Rashi was a Talmud Ramban. But here is one of the places we say I asked Ramban this question. The Tiretzli, and he gave the following teretz. Let me say it outside. Okay, he asked Ramban this question. So again, you know, so Ramban answered this question, right? That basically Tolan will not work in this case. Why not? Because it goes back to that Gemara Pesachah that we started with in Source 1 about the Shnei Shvilim. Because in effect, say the following. If we're going to say Tolan, it'll create a potential Tarat Disasri. And a Sveikah Dabar Makula, we cannot allow a Tarat Disasri. All right? Again, the case in the Mishnah, you know, it's a Sugi in Taros, but the Bryce is quoted over there in Pesachah that we saw. Okay, so we said that obviously if the two people came together, then we can't say they're both Tor because that's vada non-factual. One of them for sure is Tomei. Okay, so Ramban said the following. The Gemara in Beitza, okay, basically was coming now to ask, what's the status of all of these barrels or all of these molds? Or what's the status of all of them? And one person owned them all, okay, and he asked, what's the story? So we can't say Lakula on all of them because that's a Tarta Desasu. One of them definitely has Truma. We know that a fig cake, one of these fig cakes, was placed on top of one of the barrels or one of the baskets, and for sure that's a problem. So we can't just randomly pick one and say that's the one, okay? Because we should be able to. What Ramban said, the reason we can't in the Gemara and Beitza is because they're asking about all of them, okay? They're asking about all of them. So therefore, if all the barrels belong to the same person, he's asking about all of them, we can't paskin, we can't say tolin, just pick one and throw them out. Okay? That's the idea of, so when they all belong to the same person, we can't use tolin as a kula. That's what Ramban says. The hasam kishem shal adam echad, or inami b'shel shnei b'nei adam kishabo lishol b'vasachas. But he says, avalim hayu chavir shal beiz b'nei adam, if all these different barrels, these different molds or different baskets belong to different people, okay, and they came to ask separately, okay, then Taka, we should be able to say Tolan. All right, the first person comes with his barrel. So Bezin will say, okay, well, we told her that what? That it fell into the other guys. You're all free. Okay, yeah, it could be all my 2 people, 10 people, whatever. Each person who comes individually will say, well, we'll be told that the truma fig cake did not fall, did not placed on your barrel. Okay, you're okay, you're home free. Mention the second guy. And the second guy came, will say, oh, I fell on the first guy's. I wasn't on yours. Okay, so basically what Ramban does is he extends the din of tolin beyond our regular case. Because until now, we said the tolin can be used to say that a davar osir fell into the osir pot, the davar mutter fell into the mutter pot. Okay? But now the Ramban says, we learn from here, and that's why we bring this Ramban, that the Rashi quotes this Ramban, that tolin can also tell us that a davar osir, we're not saying, in other words, the chiddush of the Ramban is, we're not saying here the osir fell into the isir fell into an osir pot. Okay, we're saying the Isra fell into a heter pot, but not yours, the other guys. You follow that? That's why this is not just a regular, it's an extension of the din of Tolan, but it's not the regular din of Tolan. Regular din of Tolan is the Isra landed up with the Isra, the heter landed up with the heter. We're not saying that here. We're saying, we know that the Isra, or this was an Isra in this case, it was Truma. Okay, with the fig cake. Okay, before we said, we can be told that the Truma landed in the Truma container and the Chulin landed in the Chulin container. That's the classic Tolan we started the sermon with. Okay, but here we're saying we're going to the step weiter. Okay, we're saying that the Truma stuff landed Taka with Chulin, but not yours. It landed in the other guys. Okay, if it's one guy, okay. All right, then Taka would have to be also. We can't say Tolan because that leads you to Taka to the Sasu. It's like the Shnei Shvilin. They're asking together. Okay, if the two guys come together, we're going to have to say that. But they come separately, that's the rule of Tolan. So that's what the Ramban proposed. The Rashi Bo, however, himself rejects this. Okay? The Rashi Bo himself doesn't accept this kula of Ramban. Okay? He says, no, you can't go that far. Okay? You can't say that he said Tolan means the Dover Osir fell into a pot of Isir. A Dover Heter, they can't tell me that a Dover Osir fell into a pot of this pot of Heter, not that pot of Heter. Or this container of Kulam, but not that one. You can't do that. That's the Rashbos. Rashbos disagrees with that approach of the Ramban. And he says you can't do it. Okay. The Ramban is going to make it as long as they were machmer when it all belongs to one person if the two people ask together, like by Shnei Shvilin. Rashbo says, no, we can only be makel when each thing itself, but you can't say, there's nothing to be told on, okay? That's how Rashbo is machmer in that case. That's the shita of the Rashbo. Okay? Now, And by the way, so what about the Shnei Shvil and so on? Okay, so that could be, so it has its own set of rules. Okay, the Tum and Tahara is different. All right, you know, we don't say it there, whatever. We'll come up with different terrors. Okay, and let's remember also, by Tum and Tahara, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, by Tum and Tahara, each guy has, in effect, a tzad heter on his own, namely Sofek Tumah Shel Harabim. But by the two barrels, there's no automatic tzad heter. Nothing automatically indicating that the fig cake, which was truma, was not on this barrel. Because when the guy comes to, in the case of Shnei Shvilin, so there is a tzad heter that maybe walked on, and not that, but Sofek Tumah Shel Harabim Sofek Otor. So in that case, each guy who comes has a built-in possibility to make it. But the case with the truma barrels, okay, I'm sorry, with the fig barrels, that one of them has truma, one has chulin. Well, there's no automatic heter. It's a possibility, but it's no automatic. So that's why it might be different. Anyways, that's the machluk. This is Shulchan Aruch. Here it's a pay eight is machmer like the Rashbo. Hayu kan shtei kederu shel heter. Well, if Naam Shtechat, again, two heter pots, not one heter, one iser. And now there are two pieces of meat, achas shel heter, achas shel iser. Menafla achas tozeh, achas tozeh, asuros shteyen. They were going to have to be, no tolen. So asuros shteyen, afilo bisid rabbanan. Unless, the name b'shum achas kedeh levat el iser, unless there's enough for mitl. Fine. Alom yesh b'achas men levat el iser shteyen utaros. But if each one of them has, then we can say tolen, because then there's a heter. We can say it fell into the one that had the power called the Mat. We'll come back to that point. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch is machmer like the Rashbo. Okay, they're not like the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban was even one to make a little this far. Okay. However, against the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rashbo. They're both also like Rabbi Yeshua, right? To require the 100, and basically, you know, that's how the because why are you going to matter one, not the other? Okay, maybe it's the other way around. You can't say Shani Omer in this case, because bottom line is one of these kederos is vada has an iser in it. One of these kederos vada has an iser, right? So that's the svara of the Rashba, right? He passes like a Bishur, all right? See, the Ramban said it's like the case of Shnei Shvilin. Okay, and fine, but the Rashbo disagrees, and the Shulchan Aruch passes at the Rashbo, and they're both going to become Osir. They're both going to become Osir. Okay, and it's even by Nisi Darbonan, that's the key. Even by Nisi Darbonan. All right. However, the Shach, interesting enough, here in Sukkot Yud Aleph, the Shach here is Mekel like the Ramban. Okay. Not in Yud Aleph, but I mean in Yud Gimel, excuse me. Shach and Sukkot in Yud Gimel is one to be Mekel. Even if there's nothing, even if there's not enough in any of the pots for Bittel, okay, if they're coming B'zachar Zeh, then you can bat there each person's pot, okay, at least by the Rabbanan, not by the Raisa. The Raisa, I think, they will apply Tolan. Okay, so actually, I think most people pass on the Shulchan Aruch, they don't accept the kula of the Shach, but the Shach does have a kula here. Okay, so yeah. Now, we'll take a look in Sukkot Yud Aleph. All right, what's the svar, just to understand, okay, just to explain the Shita, the Rashbo says that the reason why they're both usher is because, in effect, he has the language of a kan shishten shel heter, the reason why this is different, okay, is because, you see, here we have two pots, they're vadai mutter. If you're going to say tolin here, what are you going to do? You're going to say you're going to move one of them from its chazok, that it's kosher, and say that suddenly now it's not kosher. Now you can't do with tolin. Okay? It was when the original case of tolin, the pot was also to begin with. And now we're going to say the iser fell into with the iser, and the heter fell with the heter. Here, you're going to say, remember, both pots, again, that's when we started the simon, the sif, how can't stake there, shall heter. So you can say tolin out to say, now I'm going to say, it fell into this one, I'm remove it from it. They can't do that. Okay? And he has an expression, my chuz is that's behind. My chuz is like by killing someone. My chuz is, who says your dam is redder than his dam? Who says, why do you pick this pot that is more likely to be also? No, it's not. You can't make that choice. That's what Shach says. All right. The Shach also quotes the Issa V'Heter, okay? who mentioned a different thing. He mentioned a different thing. He says, maybe we can say the following. We can say tolin if the iser, the two pots, okay, one was larger, one was smaller, okay? So then we can say that it fell into the smaller pot because that way we'll be matter the greater quantity of food. You follow? Because we have to ask for something. We can't say they're both going to be mutter, that's for sure. But this is what says, but self, one of them is going to be mutter. Okay, one is going to be mutter. So the Hetter says, and the Shach is not so sure. Okay, the Shach does not go that way. The Shach says, according to Rashi, anyway, they would still have to both be osur. You wouldn't be able to be tolet. So the Hetter proposes being tolet to minimize, since one, only one of them was osur. So let's ask that which has less food in it, you know, to become osur. Okay, that's the Hetter. That is in Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Okay, in Sivkot and Sivkot and Yud Gimel. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. The Shach raises the Bach, quotes Hiksha Bach. Okay. Here's what he says, by the way, the Iker Karamban. He holds it, the Kul Ramban. He explains the Rashbo, like we just said, but in Sukkot Nirala, but in Sukkot Nirgimel, he holds like the Ramban Lakula, but I mentioned that most poskim are Machmer against the Shach, against the Kul Ramban. But then he says, Hiksha Bach, okay, something else based on what we're going to see in the next Sif, okay, actually not the next Sif, but Sif Zion. Okay, why can't we say, says the Bach, the din of tziruf? Why don't we say that let's look at the two pots together as one unit and say that they're together them about the iser? That's the kasha of the Bach. Amai lo amrin, the third line of that shach, when you give them, amai lo amrin, and there's take this from staff and about the kashem shalom echad, even they won't think first, because they'll come and sof simon zeh. We see at the end of this simon, something called tziruf. Okay, you hear the kasha, but let's look at the two pots together. Maybe neither pot has enough to be batal, but look, maybe the two pots together. Why don't we do that? Which we can see in Siv Zion. We'll see it today. Okay, we'll see it in Siv Zion. That's allowed to be Kiddush, but it's allowed. So why don't we say the same thing over here? So the Bach says, because here we're talking about two different chatichos. Okay, one was Otto, one was Mutter. There we don't have the Din of Tzir. The Din of Tzir, as we'll see, is only when there was one priest, which is not sure which it fell into, then we'll mitzarif the two pots to be battle. It's only by one chatir, it's a technical rule. That's the Bach. Okay, that's the Bach himself answered. The Tzir, it's the Hoch, Kem, Jesh, Beis, Chatir, it's Gora Tvei. Okay, he quotes the Marshal, says like that also. That's the Bach's teretz. You can't apply this unique Din of Tzir when they're two different pieces. Right. Well, because again, we're not sure what went where, so you can't now combine the two. But when there's only one, in the case of Tziruf and Tziruf Zion, that's when you have only one piece, and then you can combine the two parts together to create the Shir of Bittel. Okay, which we'll see when we get there. That's the Bach Teretz. Okay, the Shach it's himself and Sukkot Yigim and the Taz and Cotton Hay both sort of reject that Teretz. Okay, and they said no, there's no such chiluk. Why should you make such a chiluk? Okay. And so I said, how come it doesn't work over here? So the Shach and the Taz both say, yeah, it does. But that's not what we're talking about in this Sif. We're talking about Tolan. We'll get to Tziruf and we get to Sif Zion. That's all. He's not saying it didn't work. The Bach jumped the gun. I said, why don't we apply Tziruf? Okay, we haven't gotten up to Tziruf yet. You know, well, that's basically sort of a balabat the shantz in a way. But they said, there's no chiluk. We're talking here about the din of Tolan, Shani Omer. And we're saying that doesn't work here. Might something else work? Okay, stay tuned. We'll get to Siv Zion. But it doesn't work over here. That's the third. Okay, that's that. Now let's move to Siv Vav. Okay, Siv Vav. Again, a variation. Okay, where you have two, you know, a double mixture. Look at this. This is based on a Tosefta in Trumos. Tosefta in Trumos. All right. Perik Vav, Alach Yud Beis. Shtei Kupos. Bezu Arboim Saw. There's another din of tolan. Okay, something fell into something. You know, some truma fell into a cabinet, a barrel or whatever it was. Okay, container. Okay, and now something else fell into it. And again, I'm not sure which one it fell into. So here he says that Tosefta says, "Hareni yachol listlos v'lomar shel makom shenofla rishona sham nofla shniya." You hear that? Okay, I can say that the problematical stuff fell into the same pot twice. You follow that? Yachol listlos v'lomar the makom shenofla rishona sham nofla shniya. Okay, Yeah, now, but nafla saw truma toch achav and any dula ezim nafla. Nachakach nafla shniyav yodula ezim nafla. Again, I didn't clarify. I'm reading right. I'm sorry. The first thing, I knew where it fell. I know where it fell. Okay? Because I know where, let's read again, read carefully. Stay kupo zwarven, so zwarven, so nafla saw truma toch achav and yodua. Yodua ezim nafla. I know in the first mixture, I know where the truma fell. But now a second batch of stuff fell in. Second batch of truma fell in. These coolant containers. Okay, and the second one, I don't know which one. Okay, so then we can say, we can be told that the same one you knew that fell into container A the first time, so Mistama, not Mistama, but the din of Tolan, is that the second batch also fell into container A. But the Tosafot says the other way around. Okay, if the first time I knew, I didn't know where it fell. Okay, the second one is the reverse case. Nafla shav tuach achav ve'ein yadua the first time, and now nafla shniyah v'yadua, then it doesn't work. You can't do it retroactively. Then ein yochel lisa lo malamach nafla shniyah sham nafla shniyah. You can't go back now and say, well, since I saw the second batch of tuach fell into this chulin container, that's where the first one also fell. Also, that's the tosefta. You get it? This is another application of din of tolan. The bai Rashi has it. 12, the bias harach, bias dalat shara, bays, again, bringing it over, as Rashbo does, from the realm of Trumatara, Truma and Maisa and so on, and Kulin, to the realm of your day, this of Heter, and he writes, 12, Yimhayu shteya kadev shal Heter, v'nofal isi b'toch achad, v'yodea le'ezem nofal. I have two pots of kosher food, okay, cooked on, and a piece of non-kosher meat fell into one, I knew which one it fell into. Okay, and ein bo kedei lahalos. Obviously, it's not enough for bittul. And neser machos miyuta. So now that pot became osir. Macharkach nafal iser b'toch achas men ve'eni adul ezer nafal. Now another piece of non kosher meat fell in. Now I'm not sure which pot it fell into. And the omer lemakom shenafal iser rishon l'sham nafal iser sheni. Based on this again, this tosefta. Each time the Rashba, the Gemara doesn't discuss any of this Tolan stuff with regards to Issa v'Heter. Rashba is bringing it over from the realm of Truman Chulin to the realm of Issa v'Heter. Okay? But the other way around, he says no. And that takes Kotza Tosefta. But the other way around, not. Okay? The other way around, not. Okay, so that's Rashba. And that's here in Sivvav 13. Okay, Sivvav, the Mechaber writes 13. Hoya kan steik der shlehter. Wir nofel is so tog achs, wir do lezen nofel. Wir khaz nofel is so tog achs, wir do lezen nofel. Ani omer lo makom is er is nofel gam sheni. Okay? Now there are more rights, the more eds. The davka shein levat le is nofel sham. Aber der hoy shishim levat le is nofel sham. Have a kilo nofel sham is a kal. The shishim is nothing going to happen. But I believe Nafal is so toch achim and yadul is Nafal. The reverse, Nachakas Nafal is toch achim and yadul is Nafal. Stay on suits. Okay, all right. So that's the that point. So here also the Bach again, and here I printed the Bach here in our Sim Kuvid Aleph and in Ozdalin. The Bach says, I don't understand this. What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Once the piece of meat, two kosher pots, a non-kosher piece of meat falls into one. I know which one it fell into. Okay, and now another non-kosher piece of meat falls, and I'm not sure which one it fell into, so I can be told that it fell into the same place the first. Says the Bach, that's the original case, because once the piece of meat fell into a pot, I know which pot it fell into, and it didn't have enough to be mevatel, so that pot is usher. So now the original case is tolan. Now another usher piece of meat fell in, which pot did it fall in? Into the usher one. The usher goes to the usher, the man had to go to that, right? So that we know that already. You hear the Bach's kasha. Not a bit kasha, right? I mean, we know what's a chiddush, and that's the Bach's so that's the implied question of the Bach here. What's the chiddush? This is exactly the case in Sif Aleph. You know, the iser fell into the osir one. So it started out as a mutter pot, and a piece of meat fell into it. Once that piece of meat, osir meat, fell into it, so now it became osir. So now we're going to say that we're not sure where this next piece of iser meat landed. It landed in the kosher one. It landed in the osir one. That's tolan. That's the case we had before. That's the Bach's kasha. Okay? So the Bach has a tremendous chiddush here, okay, which the Bach here in 14, so I'm not going to read all everything. It's not the Shachin, it's called Yadalad, and the Taz is called Zion. Both disagree with this jump, but the Bach gives a teretz that the chiddush here is it's going to work even when we're dealing with Issa Daraisa. Okay? Even when we're dealing with Issa Daraisa. because we learned the Tolan is all about Yisud Rabbanan, the whole Tolan. Here it's going to work even by Yisud Daraisa. Okay? So,
meaning, at any time that it started out, the Yisud itself was Heter, but something Usher fell in, so then that would be fine by Yisud Daraisa, even though in a case where the judge started out as Usher.
Right. So here we're saying the barrel, the pot, the barrel, whatever it may be, and now, and even if an Issa Daraisa piece fell in, we'll still be able to say that the second piece is fell into the same place, which we wouldn't say, but I think the second piece also has to be Issa. No, the second piece that fell in, even if it's an Issa Daraisa, that's the point. The second piece, an Issa Daraisa, we'll still say Tolan that fell into the Usher pot, which we wouldn't have said over here. That we would usually say, okay, that's the Chiddush of the Bach, okay. So the Shach and Sukkot and Yudalad, the Taz and Sukkot and Zayin, they both is. What do you mean? It's Veikah the Rice of the Chumrah. After we makel, okay. So. The Shachim said, so, okay, they disagree, they reject this. This whole din of Tolan is only by Drabanan. So what's the case over here? What's the Chiddush here? So the Shach says, the Chiddush here is that, you know, maybe the Issa Doraisa, where the Shir is Drabanan, then we can be Mekel. In other words, even when, you know, maybe maybe that's the Teretz. Okay? But the Shach says, you know, they don't accept that the Bach could possibly mean that we apply Tolan to an Issa Daraisa. That's what the Shach's getting at. He said, it's impossible. Can't be talking about Issa Daraisa. Second Daraisa L'chumra. What kind of a din is this? You know, like you just spelled it out, but does it make any sense? I mean, right? Why should it be? So they both said, I can't be what the Bach meant. And what the Bach meant was that by an Issa Daraisa, where the shears are both, okay, then we can be Mekel. But the Shach himself says, so then Taka, but then we're back to the box question. Not a bad question. Because he gave an answer which the other Chum don't like, but this question is still a good question. What's the Chiddush? So the Shach, so the Chiddush is because, you know, it didn't start, it almost like it didn't start out as an Usher pot. It just became Usher now. Came Usher, you know, it was a kosher pot, and now a piece of, so there I might have thought, you know, it's not the same thing as Issa with Issa and Heter, that was an Usher pot to start with. Here was a pot of kosher food into which some non-kosher food fell in without mittel, so therefore it became trade. So there I might have thought that you know, we can't say tolan. That's the thing. You hear the Shach? In other words, it was talking about, you know, it happened recently. Look at the end of the words of Shach. Issa deraisa mamish vada ain't tolan l'hokel. It can't be. Okay, there's no tolan by issa deraisa mamish. That's for sure. Okay, but the Shach says that since this was not fundamentally a part of non-kosher food, as it was back in Sivalov. It was a part of kosher food. Now something got mixed in and made it non-kosher. So there, I might have thought, there we can't say Tolan. So that's the Kiddush. That's the Kiddush. What's that?
I mean, Bach was more making in this case, and the Shach kind of had them being more
not. Yeah, right, correct. Oh, right, I was saying, yeah, correct. That's the Kiddush. The point is, it's a different answer, right? It's the opposite answer. But you understand, the Bach's kasha is not a bad kasha. What's new in this case? So he said, what's new in this case? Oh, the Imbai Daraisa. And I say, they try and catch what the Bach meant by that, because no one can believe that the Bach meant that it mamash is a real Daraisa. Okay, it's a Daraisa, the Shir, whatever. But the Shach is a different Teretz. The Chiddush was that you might have thought to be Machmi because it's not a real Issa Daraisa. The pot didn't start out as an Issa Daraisa. Okay.
Couldn't you say the real finish is the second half?
Okay, it's not a finish altogether. The reverse way. Okay, it could be. But, yeah, okay, it could be. Okay. The Taz gives a different Teretz. He says that the Usher pot wasn't really Usher with Daraisa. It was rove there, but still Tolan works. It was okay, different Teretz. Now let's move on finally to Siv Zayin Taka, and that's the Chiddush of Tziruf. Of course, the tremendous Chiddush. Okay, Chiddush of Tziruf. Okay, we're doing so far good. All right, the last unit, Siv Zayin. We find the following Tosefta and Tractate. I mentioned this because when I printed Tosefta on the sheets, you know, in the Bar Ilan, the Tosefta appears in the database. is Tosefta Muscovy edition of the Tosefta. It doesn't match. The halachas don't match. So I adjust it always to match what's in the back of the Gemara. I assume most of you are learning Tosefta. I'll look it up inside. You want to see what's printed in the back of the Gemara. The Muscovy editions, okay, I'm not criticizing. That's the way Bar Ilan decided to do it. Same thing with the Masechtas Ktanas, Masechtas Smachas, and these things. They have all these scholarly works, which are better for manuscripts and so on. But usually when on the sheets, I try and show what's inside the, what you see in the Gemara. So this is, in our version, it's Perek Vav and Trumas Halach Yud Aleph. So this is sounds astounding, okay? The Tosefta says as follows, Shtei Kupos B'Shtei Meguros. You have two containers. In two Meguros are like storehouses, okay? Shtei Meguros B'Shtei Aliyas, okay? Or you have two storehouses in two different attics, two different upstairs, buildings. Shtei Meguros Baliachas. Okay, Hare Elu Yalu. Bittel works. You can combine everything, even on two different places. You combine everything to create the necessary shear, and again, Truma's Batal Meir, to create Meir. Okay? Rehuda Omer Lo Yalu. Okay? He said, no, they can't be. They got to be together. It doesn't say how close, but they got to be together. And Shimon Omer, I feel like Mishtei Ayaros, two different towns. Malos, Zuazu. Okay? Now, that's the Tosefta. The Mishnah in Trumas, Paragdal, Mishnah Yud Beis, similar. Okay? 18. Shtei Kupos, Ushtei Maguros, Shenoflo Sa'a Truma Latoch Achas Mehem. You have two containers or two storehouses where a saw of chulin and a saw of truma got mixed into one of them. Ein yodeh is menofla malo zuazu. Even though it's two different storehouses, okay, what's in the two different pots, two different containers, two different storehouses, okay? They're malo zuazu. Malo again means bittel. Shimon Omar feel he mishtei ayaros malo zuazu. So on that mishnah in trumas, the Yerushalmi says the following, and there's no Bible in the trumas, but the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's arrangement doesn't always match the Mishnah. You have the break, just like in the Bavli, sometimes you have, think by Sechus Sanhedrin. Okay, the first daf and half with all the Mishnahs in Perek Aleph. Another place like that also, sometimes two Mishnahs are combined. Okay, so in Yerushalmi and Trumas, it's Perek Dal Mishnah, Halacha Ches. It's Mishnah Yud Beis. The Premoshe usually organizes it based on the Mishnah. That's why the Premoshe, who's the primary commentary on the Yerushalmi, doesn't always, what halacha he has doesn't always match what halacha, that's among other problems of Yerushalmi, it's a little confusing, but that's why that accounts for that. So in the Yerushalmi, it's Perek Dal Halacha Ches. Shtei Kupos, B'Shtei Aliyos, U'Shtei Meguros B'Aliyah Achas. Okay? However, that works. But, that works. I will Shtei Meguros B'Shtei Aliyos Lo, but that doesn't work. Ma ben kupos l'meguros. So why then Yerushalmi make paskins not that? Let's look in the plain motion. What's the difference between them? Two kupos do work, even if they're in two different places, but two different storehouses not. Ma ben kupos meguros. Kupos darken l'hispanos. Meguros ain't darken l'hispanos. We have two different containers. They're most likely going to be, you're the owner. You're going to mix them up. You're going to bring them together. In the future, they're going to be mixed together, okay? Whereas not if they're in two separate storehouses. That's the Yerushalmi. Let's look at the Pnei Moshe. Okay, Pnei Moshe, first the Mishnah. Shtei Kupos, O Shtei Megur, Shnofa, so and so on. Shutchum Allah, Toch Achna, Benivola, Be'eni Yadu Allah, Yitzvah, Nofa, Malos, Mitztarfa, Zu, and Zu, Ke'ilu, Hoya, Achas, Betala, Truva, Mechana, Meim. Okay, it's both of them, Meim. The Gemara Kamar, the Kupos models is afil hemishtei aliyos. B'pnei shedarkon lispanos mukon b'korov hadavar lekavet shtayim. Says the Pnei Moshe, you're going to bring them together. You're going to sell them, or whatever you do with them, you bring them together. B'bayis echad. Ava meguros, two different storehouses, ain't darkon lispanos. Lefichach imhayu baliyah achas. That's why by meguros, if they're in the same attic, same general location, then mitzafos mizuav. Hemishtei aliyos ain't mitzafos. And then quote Rav Shimon says, even the two of them, ain't Allah Rav Shimon. So what's the difference? And he quotes the Tosefta and the Kamar Shah Dafka Bakupa, Sufan Shayla's Abu Shtim Gurus, which Ali is low. All right, fine. So that is the case of the Yerushalmi and the Mishnah of Tosefta in the sixth paragraph, the Tosefta in paragraph above, Shalom is in paragraph down. Okay? So based on this, following statement by the Rash, Rash Mishans, on that mission, on that Sugin Trumas, Paragal Mishnah Yudbeis, we have it. He quotes all Yerushalmi, okay, but he limits it. Like I was saying outside, okay, the Rash limits it. And he says that this Kula, since the whole Kula, that you can be mitzaref everything together to create the Meah needed for Bittul, he says that's only true if. And because it's based on, they're going to be mixed together eventually anyway, so you can look at it now as though it's already mixed together, and therefore it can combine to create the Shir Bittul. That's if all the barrels belong to the same person, okay, because they're likely to mix them together, okay? But if not, then not. And he quotes at the end another Tosefta, I should have printed it, okay? There's another Tosefta that it says as follows, in that same area, okay? It's another Tosefta said, if you have two barrels, two kupos, two containers, or whatever, okay, one has mayor and one has only less than mayor. Okay, so there we had truma fell into one of them. Barrels not of truma, chulin, I mean, two regular chulin containers. One has 100, one doesn't. Okay, and truma fell into one of them. So you can be told that the iser fell into the bigger one, the one that had the mayor, and both are mutter. Okay, so the Rash says, why do you need a tosefta? Combine the two anyway, right? What do you need to say? Oh, well, because one of them has a shir bittul. So you can be told that the truma fell into the chulin container that had enough for bittul. What do you mean? Even if it didn't, it can combine them together. They had more, right? So what do you need? What do you need that? Well, why don't you say that it's mutter either way? Because you have the tziruf. This is not a din of tolem. We're talking about here tziruf. That kind of title is anah based tziruf kederis, right? So here we're not talking about tolem. They have tziruf. The Rash wonders, what do you need that Tosefta for? Once you have the din of tziruf, you don't need to say that only if one of them has, you know, one of them has the shear of bittul. Okay? Just say, no matter what fell into what, it's good for tziruf. So he says, because it must be that in that case, of that Tosefta, tziruf won't work. Why? Because only two different people. And then you can't say they're us to be mixed together, because they're not. And that's why they have to come up with the other tolin that the chulin fell into, the truma fell into the one that had enough for the shir bittul. Yep, that's the Rash. But that's the Rash Shita over here. The Rash Bo, there's a long Rash Bo in 22, but that's because he quotes everything we said. The Rash Bo in the Bais HaRabbis Dal Shar Beis 22, he quotes the Tosefta, he quotes everything we mentioned, and he quotes this Rash, okay, who says that, that the Kula of Tziruf only works when the same person owns. Rashbo disagrees, and he says no. Okay, he has a different way of limitation, so to speak. Okay, he says that you can only apply this kula of tziruf is only when regarding those barrels or those containers which are part of the suffix. Okay, meaning you can even have them far apart, but the suffix is where did this thing land up? It could have landed up here, right? Across the ocean, it didn't happen. There's a limit, okay? But as long as it's part of the same suffix, so to speak, it's got to be part of that suffix. So you can consider, you can combine, you can mitzaref containers that are far apart, provided that you're really not sure if the iser landed up there, or if the truma landed up there, if it's talking about chulin. Okay, so what that means is, says the Rash Bo, if you have things that are far apart, but there's a good possibility, brought it over, it's a possibility that whatever was usher or whatever was truma in case of chulin landed up over there and landed up over here. So I'll be mitzaref of these two barrels that are far apart. Whereas another case, I won't be mitzaref of two barrels that are right next to each other because there's no suffix, right? There's no suffix. If I'm sure that it didn't fall into this one, I can't be mitzaref that one. So it's not a matter of the distance. It's a matter of, is it part of the suffix or not? That's Rash Bo's case. Okay? So that's how he answers. That's why you needed that second Tosefta to tell you, well, no, we have to be told that the truma fell into the one that had enough for bittul. So the Rash says, what do you need that for? Why not be mitzaref? So he says, oh, because you can only be mitzaref if it's the same owner. These were two different owners. Rash Bo says, no, you can't be, you know, I can't be mitzaref because that was not, we knew that it didn't fall into one of them. That wasn't part of the suffix. Okay, that wasn't part of the suffix. Okay. So, Yeah. So that's the call of Rashi. All right. And that's why the tzirf would not have worked in that case. The seftas had nothing to do with who owns the barrels. Yeah, nothing to do with it. It can be owned by the, doesn't matter. Okay. The chiddush is that even though, the one of the barrels is not. I'm not clarifying. Let's say clearly. Why? Not that I'm not. Let's go again. You had about one barrel, one container had enough to be vatal the kulin, right? And one didn't. So we said with the Tosefta says we're told that it fell into the one that had enough to be vatal. So Rashi, what do you need that for? Just combine the two. So no, we don't combine when it's owned by two different people. Says the Rashi, no, it's not true. Okay, we only apply tziruf when the things that are part of the suffix. Here, the barrel that had enough to mivato is not part of the suffix. Not because I knew that it didn't fall in there, but even if it did, it's mutter because of bittel. So it's not maybe right next to it, but it's not halachically part of the suffix. That's the lumdus, you know, the Rashi, understanding correctly. You follow what he's saying? No, he's saying that this, you only are mitzarif things that are part of the suffix. They could be 100 miles apart, but they're, in great such a case, they'd be 100 miles apart, but they're part of the same suffix. But they'd be right next to each other and not part of them, not because they're owned by two different people. That was the Rash. But the Rash Boa says, no, the Rash Boa says, it has nothing to do with who owns it. It's got, you only are mitzaref to, or only can build tziruf on things that have a real suffix. The barrel that had enough to mivato, the tumma, luya tziruf fell in there, is not part of the suffix, because it's mutter, because it has a shir mea. You follow? So it's not halachically part of the suffix. You follow? That's the Rashi. Huh? Doesn't make sense?
I mean, I understand.
It's a lumdus. Yeah. He's saying that's the rule of tziruf. Tziruf means this. Look, this tziruf's a big chiddush. The chiddush is we're only mitzaref things that are part of the suffix. Okay, then we can mitzaref everything to create bittul. But something which is not part of the suffix, because it can create bittul on its own, it's not part of the suffix. So that's why the other Tosefta had to say that, okay? And that's one thing. Then he gives another teretz, okay? Maybe you like it better, I don't know. It's a lumdish idea. But then he gives a second teretz that we learned that even when there's bittul, remember we had Gezel HaShevet? Remember we learned by Truma, even when there's bittul, okay, you have to, so the Kohanim won't lose out, you have to remove one, okay, like Hagboha. Remember, learned that we had it a bit earlier in the year, right? We didn't have it. Okay, we'll do Chazor. But when we have by Truma, as a Rashi, when you have Truma, we're concerned that it ends up, okay, well, Bittos and Kohanim lost out. So it's a din called Hagboha. You have to lift up, you have to remove one portion, okay, so the Kohanim don't lose. Okay, so if I two barrels, okay. The shaver doesn't lose out. Because if I had two barrels, which each had, I don't know, 50, whatever, neither of them had 100, okay? And Truma fell into one, two barrels of chulin, Truma fell into one of them. So I could use tziruf to mivata the Truma, not to get out of 100, okay? And in such a case, where will I do the hagbah from? For the coin, from whichever one I want. We don't want the coin to lose out, so I have to take out a saw, whatever is the amount, okay, to give to the coin. All right, I can do whichever one I want, okay? But in the case of the Tosefta, okay, in the case of the Tosefta, I might have thought, well, one second, okay, if not for the din of Tolan, I would have also thought I could do it from either barrel. So comes that Tosefta and tell us, no, we assume the din of Tolan tells us that the Truma fell into the larger one, okay, so that's where I have to do the Hagbah from. That's why I need the Tosefta, to tell you where you do this Hagbah to prevent Gezel Shevet from. We have to assume that the Truma felt the bigger one. That's what we have to do. Rashi says, that's why the Tosefta brings up Tolan. You're right, you don't really need it. But he's saying you don't need the din of Tolan to be matter the Truma. That was the whole kasha of Rashi's. What do you need the din of Tolan to matter the Truma? And say that it fell into the barrel that had enough at 100, had enough to move out to the Truma. You don't need it. Just do tziruf, right? So why don't we do that? And Chanami, for being Mivato the Truma, it could do tziruf. But it was trying to tell you where you take the Hagbah from. In our case, when both barrels, neither barrel alone has enough for Truma, it's only combined that it can Mivato Truma. Then where do you do the Hagbah? Where do you take the Truma? Whichever one you want. And give it to the Kohen. Fine. But the Chiddush of that other Tosefta is that it's got to come from the one where this Bittel, the larger one, That's why the din of tolan tells you where to take it from. That's what he says. All right, anyway, that's why I mentioned tolan. The bottom line to machok is the rational Rashbah. Okay, what comes out to us is, do we need that it should belong to the same person or not for the din of tziruf to not the, to the din of tziruf to apply? Okay, so I just want to point out before we read the Shulchan Aruch Siv Zayin 23, the Darkei Moshe Ramah, he quotes him. He tells in others. He says he quotes in the. And this we had to also that lo nahagin lifso kenafila ba adam echad. There are those who reject this whole din of tziruf. Okay, the lo kaimelon. We don't pass that. This we had to. Dol kaimelon ki yodei the pasuk lechol davar shenichlan some mitzaref lebatel. The Kabbalah in the Kabbalah. And there are more rights. You're just letting us know that the Yisra Heter doesn't accept this whole Chiddush of Tzira. They combine all kinds of different things and create the to create the robe. It's got to be in the same place, the same barrel, same container, but not by Mitzar of different things. But he says, I'm not sure why not, but if that's his tradition, that's what he says. So let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Here in Tziv Zayin, finally 24. Hayu kan shtei kedei Yisra Heter. V'nofal isel toch achnem ein dul ezer nofal. V'ein ba'achas kedei levatel isel. But yesh b'shtein k'dei levatlo, then shtein mitzarfos levatlo. That's the din of tziruf. Shtein levatlo mitzarfo. Lo od el afila achas b'bayis v'achas b'aliyah. Okay, b'bayis v'aliyah. Right, you have one of the downstairs, one upstairs. Okay, still it's mutter mitzarfos. Uadin afila meya. Okay, even if it's not just two, it's 100. But Bered Ramamur Kishishem Shal Adam Echad, he accepts this limitation of the Rash, it's got to belong to the same person. We should call Shem Shal Adam Echad Asi Mitzarim. It's a pretty motion, that's the Yisham, because it's going to be also in the loss of love, it's going to be mixed together. Okay? Abu Hayb Shem and Adam Ein Mitzarfos. Okay? Then there are more rights. Yesh Machamir, the Fil Bottom Echad Ein Lahakfil, that was that Isvet, we don't accept this cool altogether. But Lutzov Hefzin Yesh Lahat Adam Echad. Okay, umir, but then he adds ein laochlo el laachar shiarven yachad. Those kind of batal iser. It can be vatal, but you can't. It's good. It's osid. It's good to the future. It's going to be mixed together. Very nice, but you can't actually use it until the tak is mixed together. Okay, that's let's just finish up with some of the nosi kalim here. Okay, the Bach brings up a different problem again. The Bach here in some kufiyot aleph. Okay, we'll finish up 10 more minutes. Is that right? We'll finish. You all right? Okay. So another 10 minutes, I'll finish up. So the Bach gives another limitation, so to speak, to the din of tolan. He says, I'm sorry, not tolan, tziruf, this chiddush of tziruf. He says, but what about our old friend, Chaticha Nas Nevela? Okay, what about if the iser, soon as that iser falls into one of the pots, so now the whole pot became us. What do you mean you're going to combine what's in the second pot or the second, third pot, even another country, exaggeration, but even another place? What do you mean? You're going to need against the whole pot, not just against the one piece of meat that fell in, right? Because chatira nas nevela. All right? If this falls into a pot that doesn't have enough to be battle, okay, so then chatira nas nevela. So the tziruf is not going to help unless it's mitzarf so much that it's battle the whole pot. That we didn't say, right? All right, so according to Ben Ephraim, there's no problem because no chatich and nizvela b'shar yisurim. But according to Ben Tam and other Rishonim, there's a problem. Okay, so interestingly, if you remember that b'chon chatich and nizvela, you deal with yavish b'yavish, right? Remember, okay, by yavish b'yavish, there's no chatich and nizvela according to some. So that's what Ben Tam would say, and that's what that's the case that we're on basis of literal katzias with the figs and everything else with some. That's yavish b'yavish. Okay. And the case of the tziruf in the Tosefta, right, that we started with here in Kulas, is Truman Kulas, lo yavish v'yavish. Okay, so therefore the Bach says that in effect tziruf will only apply taka when there's no chatichah and nas nevela problem. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Bach. Once again, the Shach and the Taz, okay, the Shach and Sukkot Nidzayin disagree with this Bach. Okay, the Shach says. No, he says, what's the Bach's kasha? The Bach's kasha is how can tziruf work as soon as it fell in chatichah nas nevela? Says the Shach Tzikot Yitzayim. No, that's the whole point. Tziruf works right away. It prevents the chatichah nas nevela from going into effect. Right? Why do you assume the Bach's assuming tziruf's going to, how can tziruf work? Chatichah nas nevela went into effect. So Shach says, no, that's not true. Okay, the whole point of the tziruf is it makes all the different barrels in this attic or whatever it is into one pot, and a chatichah nas nevela won't happen. It'll be bottle. Right? The din of tziruf, in effect, knocks out chaticha and hazvela before it ever went into effect. You hear? That's the shach teretz of the Bas Kash. The Taz, it's called Yud, it's a different, he says, it's similar, but he says it's only chaticha and hazvela is only when there's a vada yisr. The Taz says only when there's a vada yisr. But here, there's no vada, we don't know what, where, so there's no vada yisr. That's his, and that's the Taz, basically, it's a cotton yud. Okay, just a couple other things to finish up. Okay, the Ra'or and the Benekabai is a similar thing to the Bach. So, in a sense, again, so the Bach says, why don't we say, how can we say, a tziruf should be as soon as the meat falls into one of the pots, chatikha nas in the veil? So the Bach answered, it only works when there is no chatikha nas in the veil. It's yavish, biyavish, whatever. It'll be limited, whatever, there's no chatikha nas in the veil, or according to Ben Ephraim. All right, but if there is chatikha nas in the veil, it's an issue, then tziruf won't work. Shach says, not true. So it'll work. Okay, and that's the whole point. Tziruf knocks that tziruf, preempts chaticha nazavela from going into effect because it's all viewed as one big thing. So we know chaticha nazavela. How does it get started? Chaticha nazavela never get off the ground. And the Taz, the Kohen Yud, says no, chaticha nazavela won't get off the ground because it's not a vada yisur. Okay, the another machlokas the Ra'on Rashbo, okay, on this issue. Look in the Berak HaBayis in 28. Okay, and about the Litrik Tzius case, he says another limitation. Okay, he says. It only applies, tziruf only works when there's going to be no nesinas tam. That's the case of litra katsias. That was the original case with the dried fig cakes. There's no nesinas tam. Like when there's a problem, it's a little different than chaticha nazavela, but similar. And sorry, of course, the Berak HaBayis is earlier. The Ra'or is earlier than the Bach, but it's the same idea. Okay. He says tziruf won't work when there's a problem of nesinas tam. Okay. Because when nesinas tam, you need a greater amount to be vatal tam. Okay, so certainly by min b'sheino mino, tziruf shouldn't work because there'll be nesinas tam. Good, there's together you have enough of the shear, but min b'sheino mino. And he says even min b'mino, if you need shishim, let's say balach balach, you would need shishim. So the bottom line is he said that this whole tziruf only works for a case of bit of a roll, like biyavish. Okay, the Rashba in the Mishmeres HaBayis, in source 29, disagrees. Okay, he thinks the Ra'or is wrong, but he doesn't say, in other words, it could be that it's not really unclear what the Rashba means. Okay, maybe he disagrees with the whole problem, then as soon as Tom won't matter, he says, like we answered for the Bach, like answered the Bach's Kash and the Shach, that the preempts and as soon as Tom from taking effect. It could give that answer. But anyway, that's the. That's machlokas we wear. Just the Rabbi Agro. Finish up here. Rabbi Agro 30. Rabbi Agro says we should be machmir like the Ra'or. Okay, that it only works by yavish b'yavish. Okay. But he says maybe that's only it could either be based on the Ra'or or it's perhaps he says based on okay fine it's based on the Ra'or. It could be that it's also based on the fact that the Ra'or rejects the whole thing. All right, you look in the Shach and so Chof, okay, based on this Machokas with the Ra'or and the Rashbo, so. Why should the Shach explains according to the Ra'or, why shouldn't the tziruf work if there's nesinas tam? So the Shach l'shitoso, we said earlier, okay, the Shach l'shitoso, because he said when we cheshbon tziruf, we only cheshbon into the tziruf, well, it's part of the suffix. Okay, what's part of the suffix, whatever's included in the suffix. So if you have if the isser is nosin tam, so as soon as you have a tam in the kedera where the isser fell, so then, that's automatically, it's reversed. The rest of the kederas are going to be excluded. You follow? Because the sinas tam means that the isser fell into here. So what do you mean tziruf? What do you mean tzaruf the other things? How come it's tzaruf the other things? It fell into here, right? And it's those in tam here. So that's what the shach said. That explains. That's what these explaining the Ra'or. Okay, explaining why. Tziruf doesn't work when there's nesinas tam, okay? Because once you have, if the issu is takanos in tam, so now you see that there's taste in that kedera where issu fell. So now, obviously, that's where issu fell. So what do you mean with tsarif, the other things? Didn't land any other things, right? The whole kula of tsarif is we're not sure where it landed. So we're going to view everything as one big conglomerate. We're going to save tsarif to create the sheer bittel. But if there's an asinus tam in barrel or container A, okay, so what do you mean tsarif? Here, I can taste it. It's in his tom, so we know it fell into here. That's what he says. Okay? And the Pichodosh, it's got new test, it's a different explanation. He says, even if you apply tsirif, okay, he doesn't limit tsirif, he just says that tsirif, even if the tsirif works, the shach says the tsirif won't work. Right? The shach, if it's in his tom, the shach says, according to Israel, the tsirif won't work. Okay, because the Pichodosh won't entertain that it does work, okay, but it's not going to help, okay, because it's still going to be, even if there is, just like we learned according to some, that even if there's shishim, but you can taste it, remember we learned earlier, even if there's shishim, still, so then there's the sinas tam, so shishim doesn't help. Remember we had that? Okay, and we had that even though there's beautiful shishim, but if you can still taste it after shishim, there remains osir. So here too, the tsirif will work, but if you can taste it, it's going to be osir. Not because the tsirif didn't work, but because the sinas tam is still a problem. So it's not like the shach. Shach says that the tsirif is not going to work because since I can taste it in one, then I know the others are not part of the suffix, not part of the mix anymore. Okay, so different ways to understand that role. Just the last few sources, and then we're done. Okay, the shach, it's according to Yerches, says that this whole thing is only if in Yadua Bebirur, She'ena Masin Lizarev. Okay, if you knew for a fact, even if you had two different plates owned by the same person, but you know for a fact that they're not going to be mixed together. For example, one is Fleishig, one is Milchig. Okay, you know they're not going to mix together. Okay, so then we have to act as if it's owned by two different people, and Tzir is not going to work unless one of them had enough for Bittles. That's what Shach says. If you do a Bibirushet, Einav Silas Harp, Kosh, Ayachat Tavshel, Zacholot, Ayachat Tavshel, Bosa, Ein Mitztarfen, even they belong to the same person. So that's the Shach. Over here, just a couple other quick things from Rosh Caleb. The B.R. Groh said that the Ramah, and the Ramah's feeling that you're not allowed to eat it until the taka mixed together. Remember the B.R. Groh said at the end, the Ramah said at the end, that it can be mivatel, but you actually can't, mivatel based on asidim, that it's going to, for asid, lovo, it's going to be mixed together, but you shouldn't eat it until taka is. The B.R. Groh says, no, the Rishami's not mashed that way. Even if it wasn't yet mixed together, but it's already mutter. Okay. The Shach and Sukkot and Tezvot in 35. Like we said before, Kol Shenichnas B'Safek Machmasis Mitzarif L'Batlo. Okay, everything which was going to be in the Safek is Mitzarif. Okay, but all right. If you say Hechad the less Le Shani Omer Kol Shu Osu the Raisa Osu. Okay, just saying by the Raisa Machlokas actually the Shach Machmavodim. Does tziruf work even by nesu deraisa? Tolan doesn't. Okay, the shach proposes that the tziruf is going to work even by deraisa. This cool of tziruf. Okay, anything shekol shenichlus ol machlus is a mitzdarif lebatlo. Okay, and it's not the same as tolan. Yeah, you know. As I said before, even an issur deraisa, we could be mekel, and that's what Pichodosh says. Look at the 36th of Pichodosh and 16 das in Sukkot and Tezayim. Ayn shach ayn nira midvarv to be issur torah nami stand mitzarfos. That whereas the kul of tolan doesn't work by an issur deraisa, the kul of tziruf will work by an issur deraisa. But both the Pichodosh and Sukkot and Tez and the Grov, also Zikotin Yates, 37-38, the Pekharz and the B'er Grov says no. The whole kula of Tziruf is only by the Rabbonin, okay? We're only, just like Tolan is only the Hakam when we're dealing with the Isa, same thing with the Tziruf. Okay, so we'll stop over here. That concludes Hachas Taruvos. And Art, so now you have a couple weeks for Chazara, and I'll give you both the B'chanin, you'll take them when you can. And I'll figure out exactly, I'm not sure yet what the date's going to be. I don't know when June's month begins. I haven't seen the calendar yet. But Probably being a Jew, I suppose. Unless May has a din of Jews, I don't know. It's, spring semester starts in the winter, so I'm not sure. But okay. All right, we'll stop over here.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Baruch Hashem.